Voice Coaches Radio. Everything voiceover.
What's going on? My name is Marissa, and welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. We are mid-August already. I don't know where the time goes. It really, I feel like I was just talking to my best friend about this the other night. We were just texting because, like, we never get to see each other. Like, I got to see her in Florida when she got married, and I haven't seen her since. But she's going to be at the house coming up tomorrow night. I'm going to have a bunch of people over. We always have a summer party at the house, but usually it's in June. But it was just such a busy month that just wasn't going to happen. And then July's been busy. So, like, here we are now to August, and it's time to have some fun. But, you know, that being said, Jess and I were talking about the fact that, like, she's so busy. You know, it's like you get up in the beginning of the day and you're up early to get a couple things, like extra things done, you know, before everybody wakes up. And next thing you know, it's like 7 o'clock at night, and this is your time for you for like 15 minutes to go take a run. And then, like, you come back and you start all over again. And it's like, where did the day go? But, you know, here I am thinking like, oh, yeah, no, I got all day to get whatever done. And then, like, it's just, I don't know. I'm usually somebody that's really good at time management. And lately, I've just been like, what in the world? What is going on? What's happening? Why is it already 4 o'clock? I can't keep functioning like this. But it is the crazy world of just, you know, living in general. You know, everybody's got busy schedules, busy lives. Things come up that you're not expecting, and here we are. And I will admit, I mean, I'm somebody, I got a lot of work on my plate, and I'm never going to be upset about having a lot of work to do, because there was that period of time where, you know, during the pandemic for a good solid, like almost 2 years, like it was just like nothing, you know, and I never, ever want to be in that position ever again. I do wish that I was swimming in money, but instead I'm swimming in work and, you know, not a whole lot of free time. This is what's really crazy, right? So a couple weeks ago, I had Dee on the podcast, and she was saying something like, you know, you're always learning, like the learning never stops. And like, that's 100% accurate. Like, the learning never stops. It never quits. And here I am, you know, in the home studio in this moment right now. I've got like three different computers around me. And the one is a giant piece of crap. You know, I use it for like very few things these days, but it has a couple things on it that I need. So I just, you know, it's the biggest one of them all too. And I keep it there for when I need to edit something. But that being said, like the one that I am recording currently on, this laptop is really not all that old. I mean, time has been flying by. So it is almost like a 3-year-old laptop. So, I mean, maybe it could use some adjustments or cleaning up, but it's really not that old in the big picture of things. And I only use it for this stuff. So it's like, yes, it's used daily, but it's used for like a little bit of time and then it's put aside. I use it for all the work, right? And here's the thing. Every once in a while, it'll crash. And I'm well aware of that, right? And that's frustrating. And I should have been smarter and I should have saved this file. And I even thought about it, you know? And that's the kicker, right? So I did 3 of my radio shows preparing for the weekend and just trying to get myself into a good place. And those 3 shows were done. They were all processed and produced. It was just a matter of editing. And I went to go and just like run an errand quick. And I was like, I'll edit it when I come back. And then I came back and the screen was blue. And I'm like, uh-oh. And, you know, I realized that using the program that I am, which is Audacity, which you might be familiar with as somebody who maybe doesn't have a whole lot of money to go ahead and put into voiceover as you're starting. It's like, this is a free program that anybody can use. You know, it's just you download it, you learn the ins and outs, and then, you know, you've got a free way to record your audio and great quality. I mean, you can be the, you know, the reviewer on that, considering what I'm doing right now. But that being said, I also know, like, if my computer crashes, Audacy always has the backup file. So, like, I was, like, easy breezy. I'm like, this is fine. This is totally perfect, right? I can just go ahead, open up Audacity, and when I do that, it's going to give me the different dates of things, and I'll just go ahead, I'll open up that file, it'll be right there, and now I can get back to editing. Well, here's the trick, right? I hadn't actually, like, shut the computer down or restarted it in like, a couple days, so there were, like, four different files that it could have been. I was like, all right, just restore all of them. Whatever. Who cares? Like, you know, it's not going to take long and I can just go ahead and figure out which one's right and we'll go from there. Well, it did that one by one. And after it opened up the last file, it went and closed all of them. And I don't know where they went. So I'm talking to you right now. And there's a part of me inside that may have died. I'm not quite sure. I did so much work today. Like, it's, I can't even. So the fact that I'm going to have to potentially redo these shows, it's not going to take me a long, long time. But I am somebody who this week specifically has been struggling vocally. And I just don't want to. I'm sleepy, you know. And I have a feeling I'm going to have to. I have done so many Google searches on how to recover these files. I have gone into, you know, the back end of my computer trying to find, like, I don't know, a data server or whatever. Like, I don't know. I'm going into program files. I'm doing things I shouldn't because I am not a computer genius. That is why I speak for a living. And I can handle audio until it just goes away on me. So these are learning curves. And this is just somebody who's been doing this far, far too long to have made a mistake like this. So, you know, it is a situation where you are going to be constantly learning. And I think I've learned my lesson today. You know, it's like, save the file. Even if you think that the computer is going to save it for you, save it again. Because what you're going to save will definitely come back. And what the computer saves may just apparently disappear into oblivion. I am just so shocked that there is not a way for me to recover that. I thought for sure. And I will do a little bit more research when I am done speaking with you. But in the meantime, I'm just like scratching my head. I'm so puzzled. I've like not really ever been in this situation where I've just lost what I did, like completely. Usually I'm able to get something back. And yeah, that was like a lot of work. Thankfully, what I will tell you is this. The benefit, like just like if you had a script, you know, it's like, oh, well, I got the script. At least I have the script. I can always do it again, right? I have what I had prepped and I know what each thing that I was going to say. It's just the time that it's going to take and the voice that it's going to take. So, you know, it's just all a learning curve, and I want you to never make the mistake like I did, okay? Always save the file. Just have a backup. Have a backup of a backup, for crying out loud, at this point, you know, because technology, it pretty much will always fail at some point. So, you know, if you're worried about AI or, you know, going through the Taco Bell drive-thru with an automated drive-thru that they're getting ready to do, and it not getting your order right, it's probably not going to get your order right at some point. You're going to want to scream operator, but nobody's going to be there. And you're just going to have to go into the restaurant, just like I'm just going to have to do this audio all over again. So welcome to this lovely, really rant session today for Voice Coaches Radio. But it is a lesson learned and one that you're not going to have to make. So you can be thankful for that at the very least. But if you got something that you want discussed here on the pod, reach on out, marissa@voicecoaches.com. Or if you just want to give me a virtual hug for, you know, all the trouble of today, you can also do that too, marissa@voicecoaches.com. A new episode is coming at you next week.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news.